Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers?
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Holy shit, it's a Wednesday. It's your boy Louis J. Gomez. I shaved my mustachio. It was too Hitlery. I fucked up. I kept on zipping and zapping on each side. Here we go. What are you going to do? It's all right. It'll come back. The summer
that
of Louis.
That's the difference. That's what I know. I was like, what's different about Louis?
It's fine. Once if my cheekbones are popping, my facial hair can be shaved. That is a fact.
Good.
Honest question.
What?
Are the mustache and sunglasses exclusive to each other? Because I noticed one goes with the other.
Yes, they are.
Wow. So no sunglasses when there's no mustache.
Chichi Benson is a vibe.
Okay.
Chichi Benson is a look. It's a vibe. It's a way of
life. I would say a dildo, but...
I'm technically less attractive with the mustache and glasses, but I'm more fuckable. I feel like more women want to let me slide my cock inside of them when I am Chichi Benson.
You're more dangerous.
I don't know what it is. You know?
No, I get it.
Yeah, you know, it's the confidence to wear that ugly mustache and glasses. People are like, what's going on there? There's something happening. Why is he so confident? So that's what's happening here.
A little pussy duster action down here.
Yeah, I did. I kept it, which is a little bit old school, very sort of 90s. But I like the salt and pepper action happening in my chin. I want to let the ladies know that I'm aging like a fine wine.
Yeah, and now you grow the mustache right. Yeah. Let it fully grow.
It'll fully grow in. I'm going to keep it. I got to clip it right to the edge. Mm-hmm. I don't got to go crazy. I was getting a little crazy with it. I'll admit that. So anyway, welcome to the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez. I am the point guard of podcasting, the Real Ass Dude, the artist formerly known as the Howard Stern of MMA Radio, the original Puerto Rican rattlesnake. He is the international superstar, Zach D'Amico.
Hey,
that is one of the... what do they call them?
Porters?
Janitors?
Crossing guard?
Why do we have a busboy working in our lobby right now? What is happening?
DMO?
Right now?
Dishwasher?
What is that? We have no dishes to wash. What is happening?
That's what
right
Ralph's
now?
Making next door? Fucking dish pit?
I'm kidding.
Ralph pulls up to a Home Depot on foot and just carries five of them.
I need to build a building.
They are multiplying. I noticed the amount of Mexicans that are in the studio.
Oh, did we feed them after midnight?
You got their back sweat? Hell yeah, doggy. Come on now. Let's go. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez, Zach D'Amico. We have two incredible guests, as always. You know him from the Young Guns podcast, which, by the way, I had the production team all Monday's meeting. I said, hey, go take a look at Young Guns. I want some feedback from the entire production team.
Great.
So we'll see. Who knows?
So your numbers should double this week.
I hope so. I know, right? It'll be 15 instead of 7. Hell yeah.
Yeah, but I did say, I was like, we are looking for some young talent right now, and I said,
man,
take a look at the Young Guns. Let's see how the team feels about them. Is this something that we can add to? Can they add to the Gas Digital world? Who knows?
Who knows?
Who knows what's going to happen?
Who knows?
We also have from the American Loser podcast, KP Burke is back on the show.
Happy to be here, brother. Thank you.
Very happy. You brought me a gift. You brought me hot sauce.
We did, man.
Let me say something.
That's a nice gift.
People don't fucking bring gifts too often for me, and I feel like that is the thing that is missing.
Yep.
In the world of comedy, I think
a tribute.
I think of myself as a Don, kind of, right? So I feel like you.
I brought you a gift.
Would you bring? You brought me a Ridge Bar.
My wife's American Express. Here you go. Probably
use it. You spent $500 on it.
Use it for $55.
That hot sauce is called Butt Uppercut too.
Butt
Uppercut.
It's a solid hot sauce. It was who gave it to us.
That's Chris Crescenzo, the dude with the face tattoos.
Chris Crescenzo.
You fought him before?
He's got a podcast as well.
Does.
Right?
Two Clouded Minds. I'm still in love with their producer. I'm trying. It's not
good. Who's
their
producer? What's the girl's name?
Maria. It's like...
Hot chick?
Yeah, it's like it's like Shannon's here, Maria just underneath.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
I wish.
We're trying.
You have to neg her.
I tried. I can't. I'm too nice of a guy, man. I just say compliments and say bitch at the end of it and just hope that that works.
No, no,
it never
you gotta,
does.
You gotta really nag her. You gotta really get into her. You gotta figure out. You gotta find out the thing that's actually bothering her, and then that's a thread that you slowly pull to the point where it doesn't bother her anymore, and she just becomes blinded by it. Like Shannon told me on day one, she was like, "Whatever you do, I don't care. I'm a very thick skin. Just don't call me fat." And then for 4 years straight, we had an elephant sound effect when she would walk in the room. It was fucking, she
you
hated
break
it. Yeah, you gotta break them. Well, spiritually.
He only stopped that because I lost 30 pounds.
You turned her into a vegan.
I'm sorry
you're
that
a piece of shit.
I inspired you to stop being such a fucking pig. Now you're hot, Shannon, so you're welcome. See, they thank you for negging.
See, this girl's very concerned about the shooting in Austin, so I feel like if I bring that up with her enough, that maybe that'll be...
Is that where the shooting was? It was Austin?
Was it Austin or... I know it was in Texas.
I think it was outside Austin. I think it was Austin.
I don't know. I mean, oh, look, we're going to guess the news on that today. Not right now. Let's just do our plugs first. Let's get our plugs out of the way. I don't even know what happened.
No, okay?
Boy. When I hear school shooting, very often I'm like, okay, what age group? Because... You know, teenagers can get pretty annoying.
The teens really don't get teenage.
Yeah,
this
dude,
is darker than
you
that.
Know,
man.
Yeah, and also when you see somebody go and shoot up their own school and their classmates, I think everyone can sort of connect with that. We've all been there before. We've all wanted to murder everyone in our school.
Now I'm going to give you a hard no on that.
You were never, Zach. You in high school? You didn't want to murder everybody.
No, but I had enough friends who had the plan that I could kind of just sit back.
You live vicariously through them. Yeah.
I feel like Zach was the mechanic making the baseball bat bombs. He's like, I'm not going to use them, but if you guys need them, they're here. Yeah.
The shooter's funny, friend.
Let's get our plugs out of the way. Let's get into today's fucking show. Also, one ad on today's show, Shannon. Get Jimmy on the horn. Get him on the fucking horn. What is going on? I'm sick of this shit. One ad? Whew. Whew. All right, KP Burke, what do you got to plug?
I'm excited, man. Thanks for letting me come back on. It's out. It came out midnight last night, or two nights ago, rather. Escape from Jacksonville, my first full special, is out on YouTube. Came out with the laugh button. It's available anywhere you want to buy it, on iTunes, anything like that. Reviews are in. Very, very good so far, man. We filmed it down at Kevin Smith's place over at the Smod Castle where they did Clerks, and it's out, and I'm just very excited and proud of it. So thank you guys for letting me plug it, man.
Go support KP Burke. Very funny.
Hell yeah. I've been watching the clips on Instagram. Fucking hilarious.
Thank you, man.
Fucking awesome. Killed me. I love your voice.
Go watch that. Get those numbers up. Mike Figgs, we'll get the plug.
Check out Young Guns Podcast at Robin Figgs on everything. Go to The Stand. I'm there every other weekend emceeing. It's a fucking one of the best comedy clubs in New York. At Comic Mike Figgs, Twitter, Instagram. Yeah, thank you so much.
Zach Amico.
At Zach is now finally on Instagram. Shout out to everybody that came to my headliner set last night at Old Man Hustle, Lower East Side, and watched me do a half an hour without a fucking microphone.
No, you know microphone?
Sound blew out.
Get the fuck out of here.
Thanks, Harrington.
I mean, wherever you go, there you are. You put Harrington in charge of a podcast, it's going to fuck up. A comedy club's going to fuck up. Anything. I guarantee you, if you look at whatever his home situation is.
Sandwich. Gonna fuck it up. The meat's on the outside, Mike.
We got some live stuff coming up. Me and Big J will be in Key West, Florida, Comedy Key West, this Friday, Saturday night. If you're watching live, that's the 27th and 28th. Just two shows. Very, very small room. Tickets will be sold out more than likely. Then June 3rd, I will be in Fort Worth, Texas. June 4th, Dallas, Texas. Grab tickets for those shows. June 9th, Ontario Improv in Ontario, California. June 10th and 11th in San Diego at the American Comedy Company. June 12th, I'm doing the Goddamn Comedy Jam at the Comedy Store in Los Angeles, if you're there. Then June 17th, I will be in Jeffersonville, Pennsylvania. June 24th, thank you. They finally added this to the website, Zach. We should have been promoting this for months. Yeah. June 24th.
This is the theater?
Emis, Pennsylvania at the Emis Theater,
nice.
Show.
Fuck yeah.
You know, only a month out. And then June 25th, we'll be up in Albany. Zach and Miko will be on all of those shows, the Soul Joel show, the Emis, Pennsylvania show. And the Albany show. And then me and Aaron Berger kicking off the Offend Everyone tour July 4th weekend in the Creek and Cave in Austin, Texas. And we're going everywhere. I mean, fucking everywhere.
Put up tons of dates for you guys.
Yeah, tons and tons and tons of dates. So you guys will be fucking checking me out everywhere you can see me perform comedy. Every place you haven't seen me, I'll be at. But also in July, I will be in Kansas City, Missouri at the Comedy Club in Kansas City, which I've never been to. So come out to that as well. Subscribe to Gas Digital. Use that promo code RAP. Get a 7-day free trial. Get instant access to the complete on-demand library for all the shows here on the network. You get instant access to the Racist Live Chat as well. Let's see. Oh, it's Erin in the Racist Live Chat says, it was fun. It's so fucking small, the lack of a mic didn't matter. She was there last night for you, Zach. Let's see. Brian SoFX says, I wish I could make it to the Keys this weekend. All right. And then Midi Lax says, how do we fast forward through the plugs? Midi, you're retarded. It's live. You can't fast forward a live.
Live.
Wait, hit the 15-second button.
Yeah. Let's do the plugs again.
Iger.
So, also go to my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/BRRattlesnake, and that's that. That's all we need.
Yeah, baby boy.
I mean, this Texas shooting,
there's a tough one, Bob.
Yeah, it's really. We should save it for the end.
Want to save it for the end?
No, let's get out of the way. This is a sad one, man.
All right, guess the news. Texas shooting.
It's time for another edition of Guess the News.
I have to know more information.
I shouldn't have read just this headline. From the headlines that I've read, this man is innocent. He is the victim.
Man, these guys don't know shit.
Lost in the Sauce says, Lewis, you look fatter without the mustache. Ban Lost in the Sauce, Shannon. We need to figure this out. They can't just fucking trash me while I'm trying. You're taking me out of my head. Do I look fatter?
No. No, you look gaunt.
Hell yeah, dude.
If anything, I would worry about the bags under your eyes without the sunglasses.
Yeah, but I noticed the bags more because there's no mustache.
No, it's because there's no sunglasses.
Fuck you. My bags are fucking fine, dude. Ladies like the bags. You know what it lets them know when you got bags under your eyes? That you fucking work hard. That you're not a fucking cuck bitch, dude, who's lying down and fucking waiting for life to carry you through.
Yeah, that you found ladies know that you're allergic to shellfish.
That you found a bag of Coke in your passenger seat.
I did find a bag of Coke in my passenger seat, and I did have shellfish yesterday. I did have shellfish after James's after his performance of a Little Mermaid.
Little Mermaid,
we went and we ate crabs to put the character to bed. It was a symbolic thing.
I like that.
Yeah.
Did he like it?
He loved it. He loves crab legs. My whole family loves crab legs. Is that classy trashy? Is that trashy crab legs or is it classy? They're expensive
as
fuck.
Depends on where you get them. I saw a picture that you were at the Hook and Reel.
Yeah.
That place is a piece of shit.
First of all, how do you know I was at the Hook and Reel?
Because we have Instagram, because we're friends.
Did I post anything yesterday?
You posted a picture and it was Hook and Reel. I've been there one time. You went to Hook and Reel yesterday?
Yeah.
Well, I saw a picture when you went there previously and I was like, I got to tell Lewis, that place is a piece of shit. Dude, you're eating imitation crab.
No, it's a fucking monstrous crab leg. Yeah, it's a dinosaur fucking.
For $14.
No,
yeah,
dude, it's expensive.
It's shit.
It's expensive. Hook and Reel is expensive. Can you do me a favor? Look at the reviews of Hook and Reel.
Okay, and I will say, seafood place, classy.
Mm-hmm.
Crab legs, Chinese buffet, trashy.
Trashy, for sure.
Chinese buffet. Oh, I would never get crab legs at a Chinese buffet.
But I'm just saying, you said crab legs, classy or trashy.
Yeah.
I think if you go to a seafood place.
But like a Cajun style, it comes in a bag.
Yeah, like take a plane in New Orleans and you have some real
trash.
Shit.
That's fucking, that's a nice.
Yeah, that's a night out.
Hey, look, Cook and Reel, it's a chain. It's obviously. Look at this. Look, 5 stars.
Five stars.
4 stars.
Oh, Vanessa from the Bronx seems to have enjoyed it.
Yeah, this is the one in Bay Plaza. It's the one I went to. It was a piece of shit.
This is in Elmwood Park, New Jersey.
This specific one?
The one that I was going to. And I have no problem with it. It's pretty fucking solid. I will say, here's how I know you're probably right. It's not a good place. Because I fucked up and I ordered the...
Crab French fries?
Oysters. Oh. Raw oysters.
You still shitting blood?
Raw oysters from Hook and Reel. They came and they were...
Not even shucked.
Dry. It's just dry. You have a dry, gray slab of meat. And they were massive. Like an oyster should be... You almost don't like it. You're like, I shouldn't have enjoyed that. And it's
Lewis, those were barnacles. They picked those off the side of the boat.
Here you go, baby. Some barnacles, right?
They were the size of my palms. And they were just dry, gray, like on top of a thing. And I...
Sounds like they gave you mussels instead.
No, dude, they were not mussels. They were oysters, and they were not good. They not good. Yeah. So I will say, and I think that's a way you can tell if whether or not a seafood place is good, is how fresh the oysters are. Not only do they give you oysters, the oyster, the cocktail sauce that they give you with the oysters.
It's Heinz ketchup.
Doggy, it was like a prepackaged one where it, like, you had to peel off the top.
Yeah, yeah, I went that's there. Crazy. Yeah, I went there. I ordered a salad because I'm trying to do the right
sauce
thing.
Yeah, yes, dude. Yes, it was like the marinara sauce from Domino's. Yeah, you peeled it back. That you should not have that at a seafood place.
No,
it just it screams it not fresh.
I would put it in a dish.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, that place sucks. I got a Caesar salad and it had it. Came, the Caesar salad was in a Ziploc bag. I had to unzip it and put it on the fucking salad.
That's the thing. It came out. It was a place in Wallington. They served me all of my seafood in a plastic bag, and they're just like, "Oh, you just take it out when you're like wumpy." So they literally show up with like just two Glad bags full of fucking seafood. Yeah, yeah. And they're like, "Oh, and the sauce is in there. Don't worry, you're good." And then just walk
away. Well, that's sort of what it is—a gigantic bag that it's like blown up and it's tied at the top. Yeah. And the steam is in there; it's all steam, and the sauce is in it. And the bitch comes over and she shakes it and then hands it to you. And you're like, "Yes, yeah, I love it." Yeah. And the crab legs are fire, dude. The fucking corn is fire. Everything is fire in there. I will say, those oysters made me fucking a little bit nauseous. That's it, dude.
Yeah, man. But, you know, you had fun. God bless you.
It was like fucking, it was like a whale's tongue. It was huge. It was a slab of fucking, but yeah, James's performance in The Little Mermaid, the only thing that could have ruined it would be if somebody came in with a machine gun and started destroying the performance and murdering all the children. That would have been awful.
I mean, it was a Little Mermaid. It should have been a spear gun.
Just a harpoon gun?
I'm not a Oh, my God.
Yeah. His performance is incredible, guys. We're going to go back and forth between my son's amazing, incredible performance. I literally stood out. Stood out above everybody else. Look, the girl who played Ariel, she fucking nailed it. She was great, okay? I will say the little fucking redheaded girl who played the bird, Scuttlebutt. Scuttlebutt? Is that a female demon who destroys men's souls?
It's a succubus.
Succubus. Sorry.
Scuttlebutt is, oddly enough, I know this, that is rumors that get started on board ships.
Arr, Macy. I'm
curious.
You spread a bunch of scuttlebutts.
We gotta put them on trial for spreading scuttlebutts. It was a real crime in the Navy in the 30s.
I hear they're serving...
He's guilty of scuttlebutts.
They're serving barnacles at the hook and reel. Did you hear about that, Macy? Are just a bunch of scuttlebutts?
Hook and Reel would be the name of Lewis and his mom's podcast.
It's just Scuttle.
Scuttle.
Oh, it's just Scuttle?
Scuttle. You don't know his last name, you bitch.
You're right.
Don't tell me. His last name is Scuttle C. Butt.
Now, question. Could I have stepped in and been a better Ursula?
Oh, by far. The Ursula was okay. She was okay. Look, here's the thing. First of all, they come out, and the fucking teachers, they
yeah, I saw the production. The lighting was bad. They did it in the fucking lunchroom.
Don't pull up yeah, the actual.
Don't show.
Just because there's other kids that aren't my own kid there that I don't think they've signed on with being on a racist podcast. it wasn't like it was a workshop, right? Yeah. So they come out and the first thing the teachers say is like, they're like, hey, just so you guys know, it's a workshop, so, you know, manage your expectations.
And so it's going to suck.
Yeah, they kind of said that. I was like, suck. Don't fucking say that. But I was like,
you're good parents.
First of all, James, it's fucking, like, this kid was so prepared. I have a vocal coach for him. Like, he was going over the songs with a vocal coach separately.
Gas digital budget, man. Fucking Ralph is hemorrhaging because he's got a fucking speech pathologist. Because
Lewis is a stage mom. Lewis has on fucking leopard stretch pants next to the stage, also singing the song.
Dylan, I need a red onesie, Dylan.
Dude, as soon as all the kids took the stage, I was like, I couldn't even. It was fucking brutal.
He played Sebastian?
He played Sebastian.
Right? Fuck yeah, man.
Yeah, he played Sebastian, which is the best part. Mm-hmm. So fucking, it's the best part. So,
did he have an affectation?
Any Jamaican accent?
Yeah. He would go in and out of his Jamaican accent. Yeah. I think he wanted to sort of make it his own.
Nice.
You know, certain words.
Should have hired me as a fucking speech pathologist.
He's playing it like he was like a rich white guy who moved to Jamaica 20 years ago, and he picked up slight bits and pieces of an accent.
Okay.
But he's still playing it
He did Chet Hanks.
Yes, he's pretty white.
Chet Hanks as Sebastian.
It wasn't like a big production. It was small. It was like, you know, it was in the classroom that they rehearsed, and they made a little set, and the kids helped make the set. But it was a really good first experience for him, because he legit, dude, I mean, I'm talking about like I'm not going to shit on any of the kids. Some of the kids were great. Some of the kids were just mumbling their fucking lines.
Let's I got to tell you, I'm honestly confident. Your kid's got a voice on him, man.
He's got a great voice. He's got a
really strong singing voice.
He's got a really strong singing voice. He projected very loud. He was like, you know, we went over just little techniques. I was like, in theater, you're not just speaking to the person, but you're speaking to the whole room. You want to fill the space. And he really did. He just fucking, I mean, look, I know I'm just like a doting, proud dad, but he legitimately fucking killed it, dude. He's in Seussical the Musical in a couple weeks as well.
Imagine if your kid grows up to be a huge Broadway star, like huge. He's doing fucking, you know, Cats on Broadway.
Just snorting cum backstage.
just getting cracked out from behind. Yeah. But Tony Awards galore. Tons of Tonys.
Tony Hinchcliffe Awards.
Hugh Jackman is using him as a cock puppet. You know, but
Hugh Jackman.
Hugh Jackman is jacking him off. But I mean, he's huge. Hugh Jackman Award. Yeah, you got the Hugh Jackman. He's on Kinky Boots. The Maybe. Lead role in Kinky Boots.
He's
the boot.
He's the boot.
Well, my sister was like, oh yeah, we should try to get him his, like, audition for real stuff because he's really into it.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, I don't want to fucking put my kid through auditioning. It's a job. And yeah. If you want to do that with your kid, it is a full-time job. Kids that go out for Broadway or go out for movies, their parents' full-time job is taking their kid on auditions, to rehearsals, to practice, to make their kid better. And it's you're sort of putting the kid to work so you don't have to work. It's a whole bizarre thing. So if my son wants to create and be creative and act and sing and dance and do all that stuff, more power to him. I'll let him to the very, like, highest level. I mean, I guess he came to me at like 12 or 13 and was like, Dad, I really want to challenge myself and try to get a job doing this. I guess I'd let him. I would never tell him no, but he would have to really be like so into that idea.
He's so young, man. Let him be.
I couldn't imagine him getting to the conclusion that he doesn't need money. He doesn't need things. Yeah, so no. Where would he ever get to the conclusion that he wants to work? Yeah. You know,
he needs to learn. Put him in a direction where he goes to a school that offers a program where he could do theater and all that shit. You know?
Yeah, he's really into it, and I love it. I was in theater in high school as well.
Yeah, me too.
And I'm really happy for him. So,
how many kids died?
So yeah, we're guessing.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
We're guessing the news. How many, was it? Here's the only thing I picked up. What I've deduced was it an elementary school?
Yep.
That's wild, dude. And it was, I'm assuming, an older person?
18-year-old.
Fucking, what the fuck?
No, it wasn't his name, like Julio Cesar Chavez?
Not white.
It was Julio. Yeah.
Not
it
a
was
white.
Miguel Cotto.
Oh, no.
It was Miguel Cotto. He came back from the dead. And he started really boxing kids.
We're so desensitized to it that when I heard the name was Spanish, I was like, all right, I'm not.
Okay. Thank you. You're like, fucking thank
I
God.
I can sit one out
Thank
here.
God. How many kids could he possibly have stabbed?
El Salvador Ramos.
Oh my God!
I guarantee there's still people calling it white supremacy somehow.
There'll be a way.
What's his name? El Salvador.
Salvador.
Just Salvador. Salvador Ramos.
El Salvador.
Not
Buena Vista Bay. and so what happened? Give me my moment. Shannon, can you do it in a sexy way at least? Can you put
sexy music?
Can you put sexy music on? Can we do something?
We gotta make
here?
This funny.
Run for the your love fingers of fucking your God, hair as you say their names.
Play with your hot breasts while you do this now, Shannon. We're trying to not be bummed out.
Okay.
It was horrible. It was fucking horrible.
It was so bad, Louis. What happened? But I'm so wet. I'm sliding off this chair.
So Salvador Ramos, he started off the day by having an argument with his grandmother, and then he shot her. He had two guns that he legally purchased on his 18th birthday, so he shot his grandmother. She did not die, and then he got into the car. He drove to the school, crashed the car.
Why?
She got shot and kept going?
She pushed it out of her head like Wolverine?
Yo soy Logan. Yeah.
Fucking clink. Like the Terminator. Fucking.
He's not Coco today.
Oh my God.
She shows back up in the Day of the Dead. Oh, it's Abuela's time.
It's time for Pollo Loco. Fucking Coco. Fuck up.
So he crashed the car, gets out, goes into the school, and then he, with his AR-15, he shot up apparently this one classroom, killing 19 students and two teachers.
Jesus Christ. How old
around,
were the students?
They were all around 10, 11 years. 9, 10 years old.
That's fucking wild.
Did he have any connection to
19,
the school?
19 children he killed.
That I'm not sure of. I know that at the time, I don't believe he was going to school. I think that he had dropped out. because he wasn't anticipating going to his own graduation. Friends of his have said that he had been bullied, and he was bullied because he had a lisp, because he was poor, and because he wore black eyeliner.
Oh, dude, a Latino with a lisp. He sounded so gay.
A lot of gay slurs were thrown at him, according to...
He's probably just pronouncing Ibiza correct.
The kid was from Spain. He was just going...
fun of him because of his lisp? No, they made fun of him because of his fucking...
Because he looks like the Night Stalker.
This is Brandon Lee from The Crow.
Yeah, I was going to say, he looks like Gay Crow.
I'm back for revenge.
Yeah, really fucked up, man. But he also, there was tons of red flags. He posted videos of the guns, moments before the shooting.
He tagged a girl, and they're in every different article that I look at, they call her something different, his friend or an Instagram star. But apparently he had tagged her in a picture of the gun and then DM'd her and was like, oh, can you like repost my gun picture?
It was Natalie Cuomo he was DMing.
and they show, I've seen like the exchange between, and she's like, why would you tag me in this? Because now she's scared that he's tagging her in a picture of guns. And then he's like, oh, I have a little secret for you. And she's like, what is it? He's like, I'll tell you after 11. And that's the day of the shooting. Wow. And then she didn't hear back from him. And he did die.
It seemed premeditated, right? Because it wasn't just an argument with the grandma.
Yeah. I guess in posts and stuff that he has put up before, that everything, it was kind of a...
So he died.
He died. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was shot and killed. Mm-hmm.
He was shot by police.
Mm-hmm. He messaged the girl, I'm going to air it out. He said, I'm going to air it out today. Like, what are you going to... He was like, I'm going to do something at 11. Are you there? Hello, blah, blah, blah. And he was like, I'm going to air it out.
That was a typo. He said he was going to AR it out.
Yeah, literally.
That's autocorrect.
The list translated to...
That's awful.
And there's no connection between him and this classroom?
Not that I've been able to find an article.
Just randomly fucking showed up at a school? I mean, Jesus Christ, dude. Yeah, I mean
own bullies. There's a way to, you were saying.
Like I said,
if that whole classroom was the people bullying you?
It's just 10-year-olds?
10-year-olds.
It's like stepbrothers, they're all just fucking with them.
Okay, Salvador. Say it again. Ramos.
It says that a friend of or somebody that he worked with, he worked at a Wendy's, and one of his coworkers.
No, not Wendy's.
One of his coworkers said that he used to walk around with a pair of boxing gloves in the park.
Oh, dude, did he call himself the Baconator? I am the Baconator. Dude, he was hilarious the whole time. He'd walk around with hair 15, call himself the Baconator.
I hate this guy.
He would ask people to fight him and then film it. He also menaced...
I hate this guy. He menaced... A Hispanic who walks around the park with boxing gloves on trying to fight strangers on film.
He also menaced coworkers, asking the cooks, like, do you know who I am? He was rude to the girls sometimes, and he would send inappropriate texts to them.
What is he, me?
He sounds a lot like you, dude.
He was a real ass dude, also a minority. Jones out of comedy. What
Shaved
else was
his mustache, wore eyeliner.
That's fucking wild, dude. I mean, what so a piece of shit.
How hard is it to get fired at Wendy's?
Yeah, I know, right?
That's like four offenses.
Violence at the workplace, sexual harassment. All right, get back on the fry station.
Damn.
Yeah, man, he just looks fucked. He's got that look in his eye.
Shot his grandmother before going to rob elementary school, evading border patrol agents nearby in a shootout, and then barricading himself inside the school, killing 19 students and two teachers. That's fucking wild.
You don't hear anything about his parents, too. I have no idea.
Oh, so there, his mother was a drug addict. Hmm? And that's why a few months ago...
You know, the kid had problems. The kid had problems.
That mother took him to wrestling show.
Look what I could have become. Look what I could have become and I didn't.
Big facts. Big facts.
So he went to live with his grandmother a few months ago. And now here we are.
And he lost out on an audition for Sebastian and the Little Mermaid to some kid that didn't deserve it.
That's fucking awful, dude. That's really, it's terrible.
Horrible, dude.
I mean, what do you do? What do you do?
Everyone's going crazy. Yeah. Twitter, fucking NBA, everyone's tweeting about it. Like, that's it. Why is everyone, you shouldn't be able to get an AR-15 at all. All these different shootings were all with AR-15s.
And it's more that he bought it, because he bought them legally.
18 years old, he bought two legally.
He bought them on his 18th birthday.
From Wendy's money. He worked at Wendy's.
On my 18th birthday, I got a tattoo that said Lou Dog.
Hell yeah.
Naruto.
How much life. Are? Isn't they're not cheap, right?
No, it's. I mean, it's got to be
not that expensive. $500.
AR-15 is like an all-encompassing term that kind of. It could be just anything. So it could be like something very simple that shoots like 22s. Or it can be something pretty intense.
I know he shot 10s and 9s and 10s, I believe.
Yeah, so it's
it was a good joke.
It took me a second.
But a sad one, but it was a good joke, unquestionably.
I got to do my job, man.
Very sad. No, absolutely.
I showed up to work today, all right?
Meaning they were very hot kids.
Jenny with the alley.
Wow.
Blame
Shanny. AR-15s are between $500 to $2,000.
Yeah,
that's a lot on Wendy's money.
That's a lot. My boy worked a lot of overnights. Fuck you, Wendy's. That's horrible, man. But still, how? Why? 18-year-old? Why would you sell a gun to an 18-year-old?
Yeah.
So there's another detail in there saying that if you were part of if you're an immigrant, I don't know if you saw it, Shannon, like if there was like for sex trafficking or whatever, Texas has some sort of law that allows you to buy a gun to protect yourself. And I think he used that like protective law, or whatever, like saying that I'm from Mexico or something, or there's drugs in my family. I need something for protection, and he was able to get the guns.
This guy, whether it's an AR-15, a handgun, driving his car through a crowd of people, making
machete.
A bomb, machete. Course. You know, I don't know. I don't know that the answer is more regulations on the specific type of gun. It's like I think you're dealing with fucking crazy people that do crazy shit.
I mean, maybe don't sell two AR-15s to the guy pacing around the park with boxing gloves on.
Yeah, exactly.
That's also...
I feel like you need references, like solid references.
Well, here's the other thing.
He wanted to buy a pistol, but he couldn't pronounce Smith & Wesson.
He couldn't announce pistol. I'll take one of these piffles.
What? You want a pretzel?
Laugh right in the face.
What was that game? Imagine a guy at the gun, he's sleeping, he goes, what do you want? Pretzel. You got to go down. Go down over there. Who's this? You're in the gun. You're in the gun department. Pretzels over there. Mustards across. What's wrong with this kid? You want a pretzel? He's got a musket. He's cleaning.
Guy came in asking if we have miniature targets. Fuck, you need those for?
Sure. I mean, look, dude. Yeah, obviously psychological evaluations and blah blah blah. I don't own a gun. I don't immediately jump on to the whole like. You know, is it a gun control thing? I just don't know the answer completely. I don't know that you're going to ever take people's guns away from them. And what about the moment that somebody goes crazy? What happens about the 19-year-old kid who is normal and gets a psychological evaluation? He's the greatest kid in the world. And then his girlfriend cheats on him with a fucking a guy down the street and he loses his fucking mind and then has the moment where he goes fucking crazy. You could I'm a little crazy. Like, am I too crazy to own a gun? I don't know. I pay taxes. I fucking run multiple businesses. I travel the fucking world doing comedy. I tell jokes.
Your son's a crab.
My son's a crab. I have anger problems, though, and I think if I had a gun, there's certain points in my life where if I had a gun on me, I could have gotten into a lot of fucking trouble. I'm not saying that I would have killed somebody. Brandishing. Unquestionably.
Without
dude.
A doubt. No.
I would unquestionably brandish my gun daily. Daily. What's the point of having it if you're not allowed to brandish it on people?
That if you're on the road in Chicago and it's New Year's and you just want to fire off in the air with the rest of the boys, you know what I mean? That's those project hours.
Yeah, dude, I would, as a bit during Legion of Skanks, during the warm-up before we start the show, I would start shooting it at people's feet to make them dance to Korn at the stand. I should not have a gun.
And then use the same gun to put in your ass.
Yeah, dude, I'll put a picture of that.
I know you'd pull the Goodfellas move, too, where you would hand the gun to one of your, like somebody you're talking to or something like that, be like, I need you to hide this for me.
Oh, of course.
And then they understand that that's a connection you have now.
Take the gun, leave the dab ring.
Oh, man.
I mean, yeah, dude, it's fucking, it is, it's a really, really, really sad thing. And I think that everyone wants to jump, they want to jump onto a politicized argument when something like this happens. Every time they want to go, oh my God, it's like, it's just fucking really sad, you know? And there's a lot of fucking, you know, I don't look at our government as the, what a hypocritical fucking government we have where they're making the rules and regulations whilst murdering children all over the fucking world. They've murdered way more than 19 fucking children. Let's get real. I don't want to get old Dave Smith on this, but who the fuck is our government, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like, do I trust them more than I trust the average person? I think 99.9% of the people, 99.9999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999 right?
Yeah, I'm a gun owner here too. And the thing is, I think you made a good point.
I think you
too.
Probably know a lot of gun owners. I think most of the people you know that you grew up with probably own guns. None of them are committing mass murders. It's a small percentage of fucking psychopaths that are actual pieces of shit.
Yeah.
And in a weird way, like knowing that, I'm like, no, I almost want to have a gun to protect my family and to protect myself. I won't because I'm too crazy and I'll fucking, you know, I'll bring it a legion of skanks and do fun bits with it and it's not okay. I know myself better than that.
Shove it up Jay's ass or something. Yeah.
I put up Jay's ass with the safety off, fire one, and I'm like, fuck. Here we go. I just killed Big Jay.
Oh, no, he collapsed again, everybody. He just collapsed again.
If you bring in the government to fix that one, though, I think you made a good point, Lewis, that there's no right answer that they can come up, because there's no way to have a specific program for that kid that if you saw a picture of him, you would realize the government needed to provide a way for him to become a gay magician. Yeah. That's just what he looked like. That's what that kid was going to be. We gave him 5 more years. He was going to be doing street magic up here, trying to hang out, doing time in front of the stand or something. So
he would have fit in. He would have been, you know, it's crazy. How do I guess everybody is looking at the broad picture, but let's focus on just the one thing, school shooting. How do you stop school shooting? Do you put security guards with guns outside every school? You know, have some cops outside during school hours just hanging out.
Well,
you know?
somebody had this debate the other day. I was in a green room somewhere, and they were talking about teachers having guns, and they were like, I wouldn't want I was talking to Giannis, I was at the stand, me, Giannis, and a few other comics were just talking about it, and he was like, I wouldn't want my kid to go to school if the teacher had a gun in the classroom, and I was like, I don't really have an issue with that. I really don't. Like, my assumption is, in certain states, teachers do have guns in the classroom. That, like, certain conceal carry. I don't actually know the law, but I don't actually have an issue with legal gun owners having a gun for the sake of protecting people. Mm-hmm. I think if there's somebody that really wants to kill somebody, they could obtain a gun illegally. They can, you know, grab a fucking kitchen knife. My dad was stabbed to death. I have a very specific, like, the idea of being murdered, like, I've dealt with it in my own way, right? It's not just guns. Guns aren't the answers. The guy that my dad wasn't stabbed, my dad wasn't murdered with a gun. He was stabbed, right? So I don't know, but I wouldn't necessarily have a problem if there was some sort of, like, training protocol where if teachers could apply to be armed in the classroom to make sure if something like that happened that they're the first line of defense. The preventative side of it. I mean, look, this kid wanted to die, obviously. Like, he was fucking psychotic. And when they go and do something like that, I think they know that they're going to die. It's like suicide by, you know, by cop. But the process of taking out, you know, a bunch of children is fucking just so sickening and depraved and fucked up.
I think the scariest thing is that, like, post Sandy Hook, it feels like the only steps that have been taken is drills for the kids, teaching them to run and duck and cover and all the shit. And it's like, that's the one group of people we shouldn't be putting this on. We should be training everyone around them to keep them safe. Not, these kids shouldn't be burdened with this on top of this huge tragedy.
I want, on top of every school, I want a fucking Gatling gun. Yeah. Just a chain gun where there's a fucking team. Yeah. There's one guy feeding giant bullets into it. And as soon as you see a goth person approach the school, you fucking mow them down. Any eyeliner, long hair, black fucking clothing. I mean, the Legion of Skanks fans can't go into your schools.
Yeah. Okay? That's a legal issue as it is.
It's fucked up, dude. Let's move on because it is a sad subject. And, you know, obviously we try to make fun of things and make it funny, but it is fucking sad. And it is really, really sad. So, yeah, you know, what are you going to do? It's fucking awful.
Yeah.
All right, real quick, let's take a moment to thank YoDelta.com for supporting today's show. If you guys are over the age of 21 years old and you're living in a state where Delta 8 is legal, you should be ordering it from YoDelta.com.
Absolutely. You guys know what Delta 8 is. It's something found in hemp that can be legally shipped to various states. And most importantly, it gets you high. They sent us vapes, they sent us gummies, and holy moly, do they work. So if you're over the age of 21 and you live in one of the majority of states where it's legal, you got to go to YoDelta.com and stock up today.
Yeah, right now, YoDelta.com, they got vapes and gummies that are absolutely incredible. They're very, very, very potent, so make sure you take it responsibly. Support one of the amazing companies that supports us, YoDelta.com, promo code GAS for 25% off. Okay, where were we? Let's, you know what, fuck it. Let's switch it up a little bit. Let's go to World News. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for World News with Mike Figgs.
Here we go. Forget about the kids that died and we were just talking about 4 minutes ago. Here's the World News.
All right, we'll just cut that intro short. It's fine. We could probably let it roll a little bit.
It ended. That was the end of it.
Okay, bitch. Don't you fucking... Natalie, You're an equal. You're the one who comes to me with this energy like, oh, I'm an equal. I'm a woman. It doesn't mean anything. I'll fucking fight you.
Do you want me to play it again?
Yeah,
sure. That'll be nice. I do. Thank you.
Loop it three times.
This is World News with Mike Figgs.
You want me to play one more time? I'll play it again, Lewis, you motherfucker. I'll do it again.
Yeah,
tell him. Tell him. I'll fucking do it again.
Get him, man.
Don't make me do it.
He's a piece of shit.
Don't you make me do it. I'll roll it again. All right, you faggot.
Don't let him talk to you that way. He'll walk all right? over if you let him.
Jenny, it's okay. We're going to stand up for ourselves this time. We're not going to let this happen again. There's two of us and only one of him. I'm not scared of Mike Figgs. He's a fat fuck. And then the Don Jameson looking motherfucker. I don't scare him either. Zach Amico.
All right, so let's go to my favorite country in the world, Jamaica, where there was a man. He got his finger bitten off by a lion after taunting him through the cage in the Jamaican zoo. Let's first show the video, and then we're going to go to the man who right now is waiting to have his finger sewn back on his body. We actually got it out of the lion's belly.
Don't do it.
Look at the people still videotaping.
Filming.
Oh, fuck. You haven't seen this?
It's going to be a pop sound.
You know it's coming. I hate it so much. And
I thought this was one of those videos. You know they do like video editing now? Like,
yeah.
I saw the girl that fell into the volcano, but it was really a girl falling into a pool or something.
Yeah,
and they just edited it. I thought that's what this was, but this is very much a real video. We're going to go right now to Buju Bonton, who is waiting at the St. Augustine Hospital to have his finger.
Hey, Bumbo Clot, Bunty Boy Lion. They're just trying to play. They want to pet the kitty cat. Tell me want to do pet the kitty cat. Make you know people recording in the background. Bunty Boy Rat Tail Lion, beat me index finger right off.
Now, is the report's true that the lion may have bit you because your fingers were covered in jerk chicken sauce.
Yeah, they're covered in jerk always. You know the best UAV lotion. Man, you can go to CVS and buy $20 bronzer. No way, Bumba Clock. Me put good old Cajun spices on me finger. But who would have thought the line noticed that? I would have never thought that. Never know so what, in this dream.
What were you thinking when you put your hand in the cage? Were you afraid at all? Did the line seem like it was going to be nice?
The line looking at me, saw me look back. Line look at me, me look back at the line and me say, you know what, me go and pet you. That's it. That's it. People, little children behind me, they say, go ahead, Billy, do it.
So when he bit you, was it a lot of pain or were you in shock?
At first, me thought he was just playing with me, you know. They got them long tongues, the lion. So I'm like, ah, he's just playing with me like a dog, you know, lick me. Next thing you know, I say, I'd give it back. Lion say, nah, fuck you. I said, what you mean? I said, give me finger back. So I pull as hard as me can and then pop goes the weasel.
Pop goes the weasel.
And the weasel goes pop.
Say one again.
Was the lion's tongue, was it scratchy like that of a house
scratchy,
cat?
Scratchy, like sandpaper. Sandpaper upon me, palms. What happened to the music? We're in medieval times now? Medieval lion, bite me, Bumba Clot lion.
Right, well, sir, do you think you're ever going to be able to watch an MGM movie ever again?
Never again. Be traumatized. I will never watch Mission Impossible. Never going to watch James Bond. Fuck out of here. Uncharted, suck my dick.
All right, well, good luck to you, sir. Hopefully we can get your finger back on your body. Let's go to China right now. We're in China. China is preparing to cash in on monkeypox.
We're going for the opposite of a cat eating a person now.
I can't do China. It's going to be Japanese, but go ahead.
Companies have already developed test kits and hope to have a vaccine by the end of the year after many profited from COVID. So right now we're going to go to Mingling Pang, who is who's suffering from monkeypox right now.
Oh, Mao say no. Mao die monkeypox. My translator English no good. My translator help me.
Okay. So can I? You look like you are in a ton of pain right now. The monkeypox are very bulbous. They're festering.
Mao Zedong.
What he's saying?
Mao Devin Booker. Devin Booker.
The NBA brought this here.
Okay.
LaMelo Ball.
They must be stopped.
Maude Sano Maude LaMelo Ball.
This is revenge for Shohei Ohtani. You have stolen him from our great culture. The pain is immeasurable.
Oh, they say no, Maude. Maude. Maude Vince Carter.
This is a dialect
Vince
thing here.
Carter. Vince Carter.
Vince Carter. You die, G.I. You die, G.I.
Are you, this is an experimental vaccine that they've not tried it on anybody yet, but are you willing to take the vaccine right now without knowing the results?
Ding dong, Maude. Sing the ding dong, ding dong.
I'm sorry. Sure. The dialect is correct. The cure is vials of Magic Johnson's blood that the NBA has supplied to
say nobody with Karl Malone, dude. Karl Malone.
Okay, well,
it's going to be sent by the mailman.
We're not going to head over.
That was perfect.
We're not going to head over to Argentina, where an ancient dragon of death reptile, as long as a bus, was uncovered in Argentina. We're going to go right now to the guy who uncovered it. His name is Salvador Ramos. What? That's his name. It says it right here, dude. Salvador Ramos, here in Argentina, he discovered this bus-long reptile. Do we have a picture of the reptile?
Hold on one second.
Shannon, you don't think we'd want to see this reptile?
I mean,
a bus-sized reptile, we don't want to see it?
It's it right here. And these are the bones they found.
Oh, okay. It's not alive.
No.
I was imagining a dragon of death, Shannon, that was about to take over the world. But it's bones. An ancient dragon of death.
So we found one bone of a giant thing.
El Salvador... Can you talk us through how you discovered this giant reptile bone?
My friend, I tell you, like I was walking around and I saw the tree.
It's just like El Salvador.
El Salvador.
the dragon. The dragon is dead. It was
Dominican.
A
you're doing a Dominican accent.
I can't do El Salvador.
Zach writing notes. A bit. Zach writing a bit. Notes. A little help. There we go.
This is Argentina, by the way.
This is Argentina. Yeah. What is an Argentinian accent?
Okay, I found out. So this will happen. I read an ancient scroll that said to unleash the dragon, you have to kill 19
children. No.
So no. I say, okay. So somebody must have did something. So
Zach attack.
He's on fire.
So, you know, I say, okay, you know, that's it. Just the children. Then I look closely and say, also the teacher.
Okay.
Anyways, come to El Salvador. The beautiful weather.
It's Argentina.
Whatever the fuck.
All right.
We're definitely not Nazis. Right.
2-for-1, baby. Great. 2-for-1.
He just needs a little bit of direction sometimes.
2-for-1,
Jesus
baby.
Christ, fuck that was great.
That's take it.
El Salvador has
the fuck.
God damn it.
Okay, Shannon, let's lighten the mood in here a little bit. Let's go to this video of the guy trying a bicycle jump.
Okay, this is a... Hold on 1 second. Okay, ready?
Please.
No, no, it's blurred. Oh, ah, yeah. Fuck.
Oop. There you go.
Oh.
There we go. No. Yep.
Whoa. Oh. Yeah. Like that.
You got no. Psycho Sid going on.
No.
No.
Shit. I broke my fucking leg.
Yep.
Oh, my.
I don't know, buddy. Gosh. I don't know. That might not be as bad.
Well, that.
Ooh. Oh, fuck. Fuck, dude.
Oh, my God.
Dude, if I jump off of a third step, that's what it feels like for me. Does anybody else have like crazy shooting pains if they like jump off of high things, dude? In both of my feet.
You probably have shin splints too.
Yeah, maybe.
I'm always in pain.
Yeah,
being fat, that, like my I knees.
That. I hate that so much.
Plantar fasciitis. Oh God, fucking!
But that's what you get. That's what you get for jumping around like a dickhead. That's what you get.
Play stupid games, win stupid prizes.
Yeah. You want to be Tony Hawk Pro Skater? You're going to fucking...
Was whoever's bike that was damaged?
The bike is fine.
That's karma. Yeah, that's fucking wild, dude. That is a brutal injury. What's the worst injury you've ever had, KP?
Either when I broke my ankle and it dangled a little bit like that. And then I was walking home. I was very drunk. I didn't want to drive. And then I had to walk home on a broken ankle. And I forgot I did it because I crawled into bed and I was drunk. And then I got out of bed on that ankle.
Oh, no. You fell right to the floor?
I dropped on my back. It was so loud, man. And then I had to call my dad and ask him to come by the place and help me put on underwear to go to the hospital.
Oh, no. nice.
That's pretty bad.
Oh, that's brutal. What about you, Figs? What's the worst you've ever been?
No, nothing. I just broke a few fingers playing football until I was a center, and I broke fingers. That's it. Nothing much.
You were center?
Good kid. I played, yeah. You're I was
small.
Fat.
You're a small center.
Yeah, it was the Bronx. The fucking everybody was small.
No one's above 5'8" in the Bronx.
I mean, I was pretty good in the pocket. My 3-point stance was good. You know. Then I lost weight and played middle linebacker. And that was it. Now I have diabetes.
I don't even know what any of these roles are on the football field. I mean, I just saw the center. He's the guy who's like hut one,
snapped
hut
the ball.
Two.
Yeah. I was a little meatball, so I did that. And I broke a few fingers.
The center in my high school was a fucking 350-pound behemoth, dude. I couldn't imagine you just.
Well, I was so freshman year. I was
you're doing center. Shitty voices at him.
Yeah, I'm like Monty Blaze.
He's just been making him angry.
Yeah. You're like, oh no, I'm Australian now. No, but I was like this, and then I slimmed down, and I was a middle linebacker, which is the guy behind. Well, which is the defense. But anyways, yeah, just a few fingers, nothing crazy. Nothing crazy, man.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Tore my ACL in a nightclub, if you want to talk about ruining an evening.
Really?
I tried to lift up a friend of mine. He thought it'd be funny to dead fish me, right? So he just like goes like that, goes dead fish. And then I slipped, and my knee went east and west at the same time.
Oh, fuck.
And I tried walking it off. I'm sitting there, and you can't do that, man, not with a torn ACL. So it was. I literally had to have – it was an 80s-themed nightclub. And I got.
The story is just getting gayer by the
way. Oh, dude. I'm covered in.
I was
hair.
Trying to Dirty Dancing lift.
He's like, I was at Blazing Saddles.
So there I was.
I'm covered in glitter. I've ruined my mesh T-shirt at this point.
I try to get up. Frankie says relax.
We were in a thunder from down under in Vegas tonight.
And then the gayest part of the story is I got wheelchaired out. So like literally, they had to spread the dance floor apart and then just like wheelchair me out. And then I'm just sitting there back up in my hotel room by myself like a fucking nerd. It was only $5,000.
I wear my sunglasses at night.
It was even worse, dude. It was even worse. It was Girls Just Want to Have Fun was the song while I was being taken out.
Oh, dude.
Oh, man.
What about you, Zachy? You fucking fly through chairs and stuff.
High school wrestling, I turned my foot around the other way.
Oh, fuck.
And then my coach, in all his wisdom, said, stand him up. See if he can walk on it. And I broke it again. There was a gap between two of the mats, and my toes went in it, and I got taken down. So my foot stayed where it was, but I went the other way. So my foot went whoop whoop.
Oh, fuck.
And then my coach was like, stand them up on it, and I spiraled it. So I spiraled the fracture like a barber pole up my whole leg.
Oh, my God.
So I'm all plates and screws and shit in this leg.
Jesus Christ, that's fucking sick.
Yeah. I did it the last day of school. I think my sophomore year, and I got the cast off the first week of school coming back.
Fuck, so your summer was
fucked. I blew the entire summer.
Jesus.
I mean, Zach, it's not like your summers were spent like fucking, like you still got to like
hiking.
Look at your fucking Pokemon cards or whatever you were doing. You were fine, dude.
No, man, I enjoyed my, I was Zach, not always.
Zach was not an active fucking.
Yeah, I wrestled and shit.
I know, but you wrestled because you thought you were going to, was your path to the WWE.
No, I didn't. I enjoyed it.
You were like an outdoorsman.
Were you
outdoorsy?
No, I was not allowed outside a lot.
Yeah, I know you told me that. Your parents wouldn't even let you outside.
No, they would block. My grandma would block the door with her body and say, what if there's kids out there who are up to no good?
Like, what are you going to do, shoot me?
I'm ready. No, I used to be a smoker.
No one would ever shoot their own grandmother.
Yeah, that was a real thing. My grandma would stand in front of the door and go, what if there's kids out there who are up to no good and you get involved? So I wasn't allowed outside until I moved out.
Good one.
I was an indoor boy.
The first time I stayed out, like late, I remember I freaked my mom out. It was just like to talk to some fucking local Railroad Avenue skank. I lived on Railroad Avenue, which
he
is...
He lived literally on the wrong side of the tracks.
Oh, so I thought she was a specific skank. She just lives...
No, she lived
there.
On... Dude, Railroad Avenue was like...
Railroad Avenue is what they call their pussy.
Yeah. Doggy, I visited recently. It's so much more garbagey than I remember. Like, yeah. Where I grew up as a child, like Benson Street and Railroad Avenue... They're just trashy, just really, really fucking garbagey. And I hung out one night until like maybe 12:30, and I wasn't even that late, but I was like in seventh grade. It was like, and I was just like in front of like the firehouse. There was a pizzeria next to the firehouse, just like standing there, just like talking. And that was what we did. And that from that, and my mom freaked out. She was like, "Well, why, how could you do that? How could you stay out till midnight?" And I was like, "Come on, stop being crazy." And then I just always stayed out till like midnight, 1 a.m. from like the seventh grade on. I was out there, but I wasn't doing drugs or drinking or really anything. I was just
hanging out,
just
hanging
chilling.
Yeah, just chilling.
I like playing hacky sack.
Yeah,
that was it.
Yeah,
that was really it.
The good old days.
There was a Bosse's Technical High School on Railroad Avenue as well.
Was there any railroads in this place?
There was a railroad.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, because yeah. You're mentioning everything besides a railroad. No, I was curious a railroad. If there was a train.
I don't even know what went on that railroad. There was no like passenger cars.
Sounds like
it was
a monopoly like, piece.
It's so weird because I grew up in the 90s, right? I was born in 82. I grew up 80s, 90s. But it's like the only trains I ever saw, they would carry
your
things.
Your mom's bedroom?
It was it was like there was no pass. It was like long copper poles. Would be on these like railroad beds, like to go, I don't know, make the country better. I don't know what they were doing with these poles. It was shit like that. I don't know.
Yeah.
We would go onto the railroad cars and steal things, but it was just to steal. It was not to, like, there was no valuables. I remember one time we went on the railroad car. It was so funny because fucking, we were legitimately just steal, like, the railroad workers were like running at us because we were robbing their car. From their perspective, their train was being robbed. From our perspective, we were just like rummaging through the train for whatever we could grab. And we stole.
This is a plot for Unforgiven. What the fuck is. Isn't this Tombstone? I'm pretty sure I've seen this movie.
This is Burt Kreischer's act.
Yeah, yeah. So I went to Russia one time.
No, but we would, yeah, like, we just go onto the cars and we would, I stole flare guns one time.
What?
Yeah.
Flare guns?
Flare guns,
did you shoot it off?
Yeah, we shot them.
Wow, that's cool.
And then there was other just, there's flares that you could light. And then, yeah, that was all we ever stole from trains. But I remember the guys were chasing us and we stole the flare guns and we literally just jumped into these like really long grass and like laid there and they were walking all around us, man. Dude, they were fucking
that's fun.
And this is 89, 90, like these rugged dudes were gonna find us and beat the shit out of us. It wasn't like they were gonna call our parents or the cops. They were gonna smack us around a little bit and
no
fucking
cameras.
Teach us a lesson
at best. Yep. Or they were gonna take you on the train for a fucking life on the rails.
Yeah. Yeah. You guys know what a gunsel is?
A what?
A gunsel.
No.
Guns. This is another weird term.
That's
I know.
That's a spot between your balls and your asshole.
Very close. Very close.
I got my gunsels out.
There's a character on Oz.
I got ice cream for a week.
You got to sit on ice cream.
No, a gunsel was like a young boy, like Lewis's age, that the homeless guys that would ride the rails would then keep on like a tethered, like you'd be their gimp.
Oh, nice.
So
oh,
a gunsel was like their sex toy that the homeless people would have.
The homeless
that's
people would have a little
horrible.
Sex.
Yeah. That's scary. Jesus.
Yep. Now, I know that because after the Navy for a little while.
I was a gunsel.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
It's not good when veterans get out of the military. There's not job opportunities for us when we first get out.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. Oh,
man, though. Well, we know you said you wanted to be a comedian when you got out, but you look at gunsel. With your skill set.
We look at what you...
We look at what you're qualified for.
I used to...
You know, they say dress for the job you want.
I used to romanticize being homeless. Like, I used to really, like, you know, like, I really did. All the books that I liked as a kid, it was always about a little kid who was being, like, abused, and then he escapes that life to go just fucking live in a better life. It might not even be better necessarily. It could be worse.
You're but like, it's an adventure.
You're like, damn.
Your life would have been like Huckleberry Finn, but with way more N-words.
Somehow.
This is my friend, Jim.
Doggy. I'm telling you, like, all right, Slake's Limbo. Little kid, abusive mom, fucking runs away, lives in the New York City sewer systems, and becomes like a mole person, right? That was like a fantasy of mine for years. The Rule of the Bone, little kid, abused, molested by his stepdad, fucked up, runs away, goes off to Jamaica, and fucking lives in the woods in Jamaica.
No wonder
you're picking all the places you've gone.
Yes. I'm telling you right now, dude. Yeah. Harry Potter, little kid, abused by his aunt and uncle, dead parents, goes off, learns magic with a bunch of gay kids. Hello. Yeah.
Did you ever read Indian in the Cupboard? Like, fuck. I really wish I lived in a closet.
Or what was the other one? What I
Lord of the Dance, little boy molested, does a one-nighter in Poughkeepsie.
Diary of Anne Frank.
Little boy.
Chick lives.
She's a Jew.
She's a Jew.
Rightfully so. They're hunting her.
She lives in a loft upstairs.
This little monster Jew is hiding from the authorities. Called the authorities.
Catch her in the rye. I'm here to impress Jodie Foster.
Hey, he's got a mental disorder. Big dog, big red Clifford the dog. I get a dog and magically turn into a big dog. My stepfather gets killed.
Dog's fucking huge. Dad gets stabbed. Dog's pretty fucking big.
The Grinch stole Christmas. My dad comes back to life. I found out he was living on a mountain taking all my presents away. That's why I didn't have any presents. I fantasized about that.
Green eggs and ham. It was about how my mom wouldn't feed me. And
Diary of a Wimpy Kid. Yeah, but it'd be Diary of a Real Ass Dude instead.
Curious George, but Bobby Kelly's the man in the big yellow hat.
Yeah, those are my favorite books.
That's good.
All of my favorite books is about a little kid who's abused, who escaped that abuse. I think that's also what every book is about. I'm just realizing that's sort of like the plot line.
Yeah, we get it, Matilda.
Matilda, little girl's telekinesis. Daddy DeVito was my stepdad. A lot of chocolate cake
in the dealership.
Oh, no, I'm the fat kid.
Shut the fuck up, dude. I rule.
Hey, you turned out, I'm telling you, you were one fucking step away from being that kid. You did a good job.
I was just a few steps away from just being incarcerated for massive crimes that would have just sent my life off into a fucking...
Really? Yeah, one long run in jail, I think you would have been a career criminal.
I fucked it. Like, the amount of times that I fucked up and almost did, like, major things, and I just...
And then you would have festered it in jail, and you would have learned more criminal shit.
Yeah, yeah. Honestly, it was very close. Comedy legitimately saved my life. If I did not start selling comedy club tickets at 19 years old for the New York Comedy Club, New Genesis Marketing Solutions, I know for a fact...
Wait, hold on. Eugenics Marketing?
Mm. Yeah, I was working for Eugenics Marketing.
That can't be the name of it.
New Genesis. NU.
Did you guys think you said eugenics?
I don't even know what eugenics means. Sure.
It did sound like a Terminator type company. I was working for Skynet.
19 years old.
So we're doing research on the shape of black people's skulls. And you know what? They're more human than you think. No, hear me out. I know. This is unlike me.
What I'm trying to tell you is, see, these three dots, they indicate servitude and doing great crowd work. So for just $20, you can get 8 tickets to New York Comedy Club.
Word on the street, Earthquake might show up.
But if I didn't take that job at 19 years old, promoting for comedy clubs, answering the ad in the Village Voice, and by the way, I was very close to not taking that job. I had moved to New York City weeks before 9/11 to go to Baruch College, and the way that I got around New York City was rollerblading. I would rollerblade everywhere. I rollerbladed home on 9/11 or 9/13. Or was it 9/12? Maybe 9/13. It was like 2 days after 9/11. I finally got to leave the city on rollerblades. And I would rollerblade around, and I answered this job about a week before 9/11. I went in for the interview for this job, and I got lost because Broadway and East Broadway in Lower Manhattan are two different streets. And I'm just, you know, I was not from New York. So I was going up and down East Broadway looking for the address, and I couldn't. I'm pouring sweat. I'm on rollerblades. It's like a half an hour late for the job interview, and I literally almost gave up. And I just happened – this is before people had phones. I had a Nokia, like, fucking, you know, faceplate phone. So I went into the job interview like a half an hour late, thinking they probably weren't even going to take me at this point. And now I know they were just hiring anybody. Anybody who was willing to sell their comedy club tickets on the street was getting hired. But I answered that job. The next day I came out, I started working that job, and Kurt Metzger was there. That's when I met Kurt Metzger. We stood in the same corner all day, and that was that. That was my introduction into comedy. And my first week working this job, I made like $500. And that was more money than anyone in my family had ever made in a week. Like, anybody.
Oh,
like,
shit.
By far. Like, and I was like, oh, shit, dude. I made it. Like, this is it. And, Yeah, and
that were you doing comedy? Were you doing
No. This is my first introduction to comedy. It was going out on the street selling comedy club tickets blindly, not really even knowing what a comedy club was.
Were you on rollerblades while selling?
Sometimes
that's the move.
I had lots of. I tried to ignore you. Funny hats. I had a puppet that I would bring sometimes, a little frog puppet, dude. And it would say racist shit to people. You want to go to a comedy club, you filthy wetback? It's a fucking puppet. He's crazy.
It's not a puppet. Anyways, Amy Schumer's going to be here tonight. I'm pretty sure she's.
You know how upsetting is that that's our dynamic? I'm just your frog puppet.
You say funny racist things while I ramble and try to sell people horseshit.
Skankfest on sale, 70% off.
For just $8.99 a month.
You're the Jeff
Dunham. Faggot Jew, ribbit.
Jeff Dunham.
Oh shit!
That's amazing. On rollerblades. So you were good on rollerblades. You could go backwards. You could spin. Oh, you were able to fucking be like,
I can do all that shit easily. I wasn't good. Like, I wasn't an aggressive inline skater. I couldn't jump on things. I can't jump. I cannot jump. So, but what I can do is I can roll. I can roll. I can roll backwards, frontwards.
Respect.
Yeah. I had thought about getting rollerblades again recently. I was like, why is that gay?
I'm very gay. You're a little too old for that. Come on. You got a fun nice Audi. You're doing well.
They're fun, dude.
Don't go backwards to the rollerblades, man.
No, they're fun.
You buy them for the kid, maybe. You do it in the backyard. But don't do it anywhere where someone can record you. Put it on Reddit.
I want to rollerblade with him. Or maybe when he rides his bike, I rollerblade next to him.
Yeah.
That's the
move. Go for it.
It's coming back slowly. I want
you think
it.
So?
I'm trying to make it come back.
Shannon, how much are a pair of rollerblades right now? Solid pair of blades. Sometimes I see the ones with three wheels, and I'm like, that's crazy.
You want the four wheeler? Like the weird one? The disco ones?
The four. No, not the four. Not the
blades, not skates.
Those
baby.
Are rollers.
Those are roller skates.
About roller blades.
Four
He's
blade,
Puerto Rican. They gotta be blades.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I'm like,
four wheels, a brake on the left one, you're good. Yeah,
okay.
Looks Shannon. Like a. You can get them for under $100.
Let me see. Let's see.
You can share the screen.
Nice.
These are Roller Derby VTEX, Shannon. This is a horseshit brand. I want a rollerblade brand.
Here, right here.
Rollerblades.
Oh, yeah. The Cadillac of rollerblades, Shannon.
They look pretty fucking cool.
The 179 ones. Yeah,
K2s. Remember K2s? All the hockey players like, do you got the K2s? Rollerblades are for fucking losers.
I prefer K3.
I prefer K-5.
I prefer ketamine.
Call back.
My only thing with this, Lou, for you, is I feel like as you're older, you're more likely to fuck up your ankle or something, mm-hmm. and it'll really fuck up your training for the fight.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I stopped skateboarding, but I feel like I'm better on rollerblades than I'm on a skateboard.
When's the last time you rollerbladed?
It's been a while, but I mean, come on, dude. It's like riding a bike. Hmm. It's like jump.
It's like riding two little tiny bikes.
It's like riding four bikes strapped to each other on your feet. I can do a thing where I go on both front wheels.
You're gonna.
I can go on one back wheel, one front wheel, like a split.
That was my move. You put the one foot behind the other foot and just kind of do one of these for a sec. Yep.
Yeah, dude. Fucking. I might do it.
I don't know.
Why don't we get a rollerblading club?
Can we bring it back?
Can we get a rollerblading club, dude, and we'll just go out? Tom's in.
I would do it.
Shannon, you would rollerblade with us? No, you wouldn't.
Yeah, I would.
Shannon, would you?
I swear to God, I was just talking because I go on 5-mile walks with my sister, and I was just talking yesterday with her about wanting to
rollerblade. I wish this took 7 minutes. What can we do to make this speed this fucking thing up?
We run out of shit to talk about 6.5 minutes into this.
Oh my God.
Look, I will start a rollerblading club. We can go on. Will you do it too, Natalie? I see Natalie, she's getting in.
Yeah, I used to ice skate, so I imagine that the skill set is like
easier.
Comparable.
Easier.
Yeah.
Imagine ice skating not on ice. Ice skating on fucking concrete.
Yeah, I would do that.
Imagine
that
ice skating, but with absolutely no respect whatsoever.
I like it.
You got to wear knee pads, right?
By the way, here's what's happening. The racist live chat, a couple of people are like, what a fag, right?
Yeah.
Right? And then everyone in the racist live chat, they're all now admitting that they used to rollerblade and sort of miss it. Wow. And they sort of all fucking miss it. It rules, dude.
Wow, man.
It is a little gay, but if we all do it, then they can't call us all gay.
Yeah, that's true.
I was thinking we should just be proud of it. You know.
Or what if we rollerblade into Chelsea and beat gay people up?
Nice.
Like we fucking show up with bats, like was the roller, what were they called? The Baseball Furies?
Yeah.
Were they, right? They
were called Rolling Fags.
I just can't imagine rollerblading, like trying to balance. Like, it's the gayest looking bats.
We paint our faces and we gay bash. And that's like this.
Just like the Warriors.
Yeah, dude.
Like Come here, you Sally.
Hold on. First, we need to lure them in, so we'll do gay stuff.
Just move forward on your rollerblades. Okay. It's the gayest thing.
Natalie Eats Bush in the racist live chat says Lewis's dad used to blade. Come on.
That's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
It's good.
It's pretty good.
All right. Lewis's mom's eyes used to roll in the back of her head.
She's having a good time. She's having a good time.
Let's go with. We're not going to do the fan fiction today, Shannon. We only got a couple minutes left here.
That's 9 pages, man. Fan fiction. I love you guys. You got to keep it to 3 pages.
We'll do this. Couple announcements real quick. Send us fan fiction. It's got to be the most 5 pages, the absolute most 5 pages. Send us a script. We'll read it. We rarely even read the script before we read it. We'll skim through it. If there's a couple laughs, we'll get into it. realassofficial@gmail.com. That is the email address for that. If you guys want to send us any fan art or any fun gifts or things for us to open up on the show, you can send it to us to Gas Digital Studios, 151 First Avenue, number 311, New York, New York, 10003. Care of Real Ass Podcast, and that will get to us directly. And do we have any other contests going on right now, Shannon?
The art.
Also, there was one.
Build a weapon?
Yes, at a smoking device. And then also to be your assistant. I don't think we ever closed that
one. I have an assistant.
Okay. And then there was
She won. Yay. Colleen. We had a winner. Yay.
Yeah, right. Back to roller skate talk.
And then also for the fan fiction, if you can keep the characters down to like 5 or 6 characters, because this one has like 12.
5 or 6 characters. I love it.
Yes, this one has Big J Ockerson, according to the spelling here.
Yeah. Yeah, so please do all that. And anything else? Zachy, I think you're here Monday alone.
Okay.
I might be able to make it, but I'll let you know for sure. If there's any delays, I wouldn't be able to make it.
You know me. I'll hold the fort.
Yeah. Zach's the fucking man. Guys, support everything that Zach does, support everything that all these motherfuckers do. We're gonna wrap this one up. You guys are the shit. I'll be in Key West this weekend. If you guys are in the Key West area, come support. It's gonna be a lot of fun. I'm hanging out. If you guys see me and Big J on the beach, if you guys see us walking around town, we're gonna be day drinking. It's gonna be a whole fucking to-do. Vacation mode this weekend. We will be partying in Key West, Florida. We will be back on Friday with another show. We just filmed the show with Colin Turrell and Mike Suarez, which is so fucking funny. That one comes out on Friday. Shannon, I told you to put that preview up, right?
Yeah,
you put that together?
It'll be up tomorrow,
yep. Oh, dude, it's the fucking best. All right. All right, we'll see you guys on Friday. Peace.
That's all, folks.